KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have fair to partly cloudy skies. It's 57 degrees. There is an air quality alert that's in effect for the entire state of Iowa until noon today, and that is due to the smoke plume from the Canadian wildfires that entered Iowa last Thursday afternoon and continues to impact the state. Until that plume clears at around noon today, give or take, fine particulate levels over EPA health standards are expected, and sensitive groups should take precautions. Sensitive groups would include the elderly, those with respiratory issues or heart disease, and children. The Iowa Department of Natural Resources recommend that those individuals limit their prolonged outdoor exertion until air quality conditions begin to improve. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A bill co-sponsored by Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks would give all military veterans and Gold Star families free access to national parks for life. The Alexander Lofgren Veterans in Parks Act passed on a bipartisan vote on Thursday. The Iowa Republican is a veteran who served 24 years in the military. Access to federal recreational lands is part of the package. Miller-Meeks' legislation has 150 co-sponsors and has been endorsed by 60 organizations. A member of the Benton Franklin 4-H Club earned top honors at the 4-H and FFA Swine Show at the Cass County Fair on Sunday, while another member showed the reserve. In the 4-H results, the overall supreme champion Market Hog went to Kaiser Will, again with Benton Franklin. Reserve went to Dawson Sorensen with Bear Grove Blazers. The overall champion showman went to Brant Will with Benton Franklin. The reserve went to Emily Plagman, also with Benton Franklin. And in the overall supreme breeding category of gilt, Kaiser Will, Benton Franklin, was the overall supreme winner, and reserve went to Emily Plagman. Grand champion Penn Market Hogs went to Dawson Sorensen of the Bear Grove Blazers, with reserve going to Allison Dreger, also of the BGB. Grand champion Market Gilt went to Dawson Sorensen with Bear Grove Blazers. Reserve went to Colton Becker with Benton Franklin. The grand champion Market Barrel Award went on Sunday, went to Kaiser Will of Benton Franklin. Reserve went to Briley Steffen of Benton Franklin. Champion 4-H Junior Showman went to Kaiser Will of Benton Franklin. Reserve went to Grant Petty of Washington GEM. Also on Sunday, during the 4-H results at the Cass County Fair, the champion intermediate showman went to Brooklyn Steffen with Benton Franklin, reserved to Carter Wisman with Bear Grove Blazers. Champion senior showman to Colton Becker of Benton Franklin, reserve went to Brant Will of Benton Franklin. The grand champion Carcass Hog went to Bradley Beyer of the Griswold Clubsters, reserve went to Dana Dreger from Mimosa. And the grand champion Rate of Gain went to Bradley Beyer, again from the Griswold Clubsters. Now in the FFA competition, the grand champion Market Gilt went to Paige Jensen with CAM FFA, reserved to Logan Isles with Atlantic FFA, champion Market Barrow to Emily Plagman with CAM FFA, and reserved to Colton Rudy from Atlantic FFA. The overall champion Market Hog, Paige Jensen with CAM, and reserved with Emily Plagman, also with CAM FFA. The grand champion Pen of Three went to Alex Hartman with the Griswold FFA Club, and reserve went to Logan Iles with Atlantic's FFA Club. All another FFA results, the showmanship champion went to Colton Rudy of Atlantic FFA, and reserve to Emily Plagman with the CAM FFA. Champion Swine Carcass to Paige Jensen with CAM, and reserve to Logan Iles with Atlantic. Champion Rate of Gain went to Paige Jensen with the CAM FFA. And grand champion FFA Breeding Gilt to Logan Evans of the Griswold FFA. Reserve went to Paige Jensen with the CAM FFA. Also in the weekend competition in the horse show, it was in 4-H action. Champion Pony went to Callie Rudy of the Cowpokes. Champion Mare to Nolan Smith of Griswold Clubsters. Reserve to Colton Becker of Benton Franklin. Champion Gelding went to Holden DeVore of Washington GEM, the reserve to Holden also. Champion Junior Trail went to Cadence Sturm of the Cowpokes. The other 4-H awards, champion Junior Showman of the Horse Show was Julianne Schutt of Griswold Clubsters. The reserve went to Drew Barber of Cowpokes. Champion Intermediate Trail to Lily Barber, and reserve to Nolan Smith of the Cowpokes. Champion Senior Trail Horse Award went to Taylor McCready of Cowpokes, and Champion Overall Showman, again Taylor McCready of the Cowpokes, reserved to Julianne Schutt of the Griswold Clubsters, and Champion Senior Showman went to Taylor McCready of the Cowpokes, reserved to Colton Rudy of the Cowpokes. In the FFA Horse Show competition, Champion FFA Halter Horse went to Taylor McCready with Atlantic FFA. reserved to Colton Becker, also with Atlantic. Champion Game Horse went to Taylor McCready, and reserve went to Colton Becker. Again, both those with the Atlantic FFA. Champion Western Pleasure went to Taylor McCready with the Atlantic FFA. She swept up a lot of these championship awards over the weekend at the horse show. Championship Horse Showmanship to Taylor McCready, and champion, Grand Champion High Points Horse also to Taylor McCready. So we congratulate all those young folks on their achievements this weekend at the fair and those that continue to achieve. Well, the Ames Police Department is investigating a death after a body was found in a shack Friday night. Authorities were called to a dilapidated shack on the 900 block of South Duth Avenue at around 6:05 p.m. A citizen had reported a deceased body in the shack. When police arrived on the scene, they found the body of a decomposing man. The body was transferred to the medical examiner's office for autopsy. Authorities are waiting for the autopsy to be performed before they can release any information on the cause of death. And police conducted interviews, canvassed the area, and processed evidence, but they do not believe there is a threat to the community at this time. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call Ames Police at 515-239-5133 or the anonymous tip line at 515-239-5533. Tips can also be sent to Crime Stoppers of Central Iowa, if you prefer, at 515-223-1400. An arrest has been made in an Iowa bank robbery that happened back in 2018. 35-year-old Brian Brutus faces several charges, including first-degree robbery and four counts of felony assault. Story County Sheriff's Office and Brutus and another man robbed the Maxwell State Bank in April of 2018. The suspect walked in with guns and stole more than $16,000 before leaving in a vehicle that had been stolen the day before. Brutus was arrested in Johnson County and is now being held in Story County. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.